quail with pea.
It's a quail manatee with its pea and truffle.
No, you say it and I'll remember it then.
It's a rotunda of quail with a pea, fresh pea and truffle, summer truffle. Mousse or... It's almost another ice cream, but it's not. It's not as cold. It's partnered with a Viognier from Biodynamic producer. And, yeah, it's an interesting match. It's very beautiful. He's on fire tonight. He seems to be happiest in this season, like a number of chefs are, but he's on fire, I would say, at this point in time.
Trouble remembering everything that's obviously all the things that have come out, and I want to write some things about it, and I'm saying I can cope with remembering three things, but talk me through this.
So for yourself, man, we've got the lamb breast, rump and sweetbread, the courgette puree, tomato couscous.
Thank you. I have chef at the table. Hi Mark. This is absolutely, I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying this.
Well, that's what we do for, you know. As long as you enjoy it, it's the main thing.
I can't imagine anybody wouldn't be here eating here every Friday, Saturday night for the rest of their lives. It's absolutely delicious. I mean, everything that you sent out, just telling Douglas that the flavours, you've got these complex flavours and combinations, but you've kept the harmony together, and I really like that, because I often find when I eat in sort of fine dining that things have been overcomplicated and things don't quite gel together, but you've managed to pull everything together. How do you say you would do that? How do you work that magic?
Well, what we try and do is, as I explained to Douglas last time he was here, that we try to make the food so when you eat it, when you try everything together, it all tastes nice. It's not about individual elements. It should be every mouthful should be everything together, so it all tastes as it should in the mouth at the same time. It's not about, well, the lamb should taste the lamb, the courgette should taste the courgette. It's like everything together should be really harmonious together, and that's what we try and do.
I sing in a choir, and I'm going to say this, that when you have a choir, everything, your voices need to harmonise and balance, and you don't have any individual voice standing out. And I would say that your way of cooking is you're like a conductor of a choir. I think it's absolutely fantastic.
Good. Well, enjoy.
Definitely.
That's a new one on me.
Peas and truffle.
Never experienced that. With a lovely quail as well, the very tender quail. It's a beautiful dish. That was obviously the most recent. It's
fresh and green, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it wasn't too green, you know. It is a sense of balance. It's almost like looking at the bars on your phone. It doesn't peak. You know, it's all very much in check. It's a limbo. He's doing a limbo. Mark's doing a limbo.
Definitely in the kitchen you were, anyway. I've had Kyle, who's the sommelier here at Alimentum, and he has been extraordinary this evening, looking after us in every way you could possibly imagine, with the most divine selection of wines from around the world. How long have you been here?
In Alimentum, I've been here for about just underneath a year. And still planning to be here for a while, hopefully.
And what's interesting is I'm sort of doing a sort of, we've been talking direct comparison to a restaurant that I'm going to soon, Le Manoir, in Oxford. And I think there's definitely, you're going to give Oxford a run for the money again. I think that the universities might be Oxford versus Cambridge, but I'm pretty sure here that the restaurant is Oxford versus Cambridge right now.
And that would probably be why they think I'm still an Oxford spy. But, if we could give Manoir a run for their money, I mean, I think we're definitely in the run for the competition, really. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to playing on the Cambridge side rather than the Oxford side. Should be more exciting.
Well, I'm smack in the middle in Northamptonshire. Oh, God, so I literally sip... No, no, no. No, I get the best of all both possible worlds.
That is true.
So this wine here that you recommended, can you tell me a little bit more about it?
What is that? That's the Condrio. Is that the right? Oh, right, Bait and Gigel. Ultimately, 100% Viognier, all right, coming from the best possible microclimate in Rhone, all right, and that is from their small appellation called Condrio, all right. Gigel makes this wine to almost perfection, all right. Nice, creamy, rich notes. I mean, it's a 2006, so it's still got a nice amount of acidity on it. A small amount of barrel-aged in it, so you'll still be able to get a little bit of creaminess. But such a powerful Viognier. And when you... I don't know if you did, but compared to the 90% Viognier of Côte d'Or in 2009. So a massive difference, and just shows how versatile a Viognier grape actually is, and so many different ways that you can do it. So fantastic.
What I've noticed about what you do here, which I find incredibly charming and welcoming, is that you come over with a huge smile, and you really talk about your wines with affection and knowledge, but you're also dispensing such a lot of information that I feel that I've had partly an education in the wines, but also I feel welcome and very I don't feel overwhelmed by the way that you present. I feel very at home with the way that you present here, Kyle.
Well, see, this is what I want to try and bring to dining out, because recently I was on the Good Food Guide and they had a survey on the sommeliers, and 26% of people don't trust sommeliers, and it's all about passion, and you just need to trust sommeliers, because if they are passionate about wine, and I am, and this is why I come over with a big smile, and I want to sort of part my education onto you so that you can go onto another restaurant and sort of know exactly what you're talking about, or not everything, but know in which general direction you're going to. So, I mean, it helps. It does help to be a little bit more passionate, to be sort of open about your passion. I need the customers to feel sort of welcome. All right, and it's only when you feel welcome do you start enjoying the food and enjoying the wine. And if there's something wrong with the evening, you're going to concentrate on that the whole evening, aren't you? So, you know, if you're in a comfortable atmosphere, it's your own bubble, you're going to enjoy everything. So it's fantastic.
Well, I was talking with Douglas a few weeks ago about advice on choosing restaurants, and he advised to stay with a restaurant and develop a relationship with it. And it's not that far from Northamptonshire to come here, and I honestly can say that you will see me here regularly. I've really, really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Which is fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing you, because there's going to... And next time, train. I'm sure there's a train from Northampton. Yeah, next time, train.
I'll get my husband to drive.
A taxi. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa. Ciao.
Well, I was so sorry when the meal came to an end, because I had one of the most delightful dining experiences I've had for as long as I remember. You know, Alimentum from the outside doesn't look like you necessarily want to go in. The architecture of the building isn't fancy. It's not friendly in the sense that you don't look at it and think, oh, I want to run in there. But once you're in and once you've been, oh, you will go again and again, because the atmosphere is warm, it's friendly. The people in there are ranging in age from, although there was a little girl across the table who looked all of sort of maybe 11 or 12 dining with her parents, all the way through to sort of my grandparents' age. It was a fun atmosphere. The staff knew exactly when to come and talk to you, how much knowledge to impart, and the food was, well, I can't give you enough of any of my opinion, other than to say the complexity, the layering, the harmony, and the melody of the entire place was absolutely fantastic. Now, I don't rave in such a way about many restaurants. In fact, this particular restaurant, Alimentum, I've come back, I've jumped in the car. From where I live, it's 54 minutes. Well, that's 54 minutes that I'm very, very happy to travel, because I should be coming back to Alimentum again and again. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I can't recommend it enough. So I will leave to go home now. And I shall be back in Cambridge as soon as I can get back.